Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Richland Resiliency Project report on land use was shared with members of the Richland County Board of Supervisors at Tuesday night's board meeting. The Richland Resilience Group is a coalition of local leaders working on projects to build resilient people, infrastructure, businesses, and environment in Richland County. The Resilient Land Use Work Group has come up with some recommendations based on its 2024 project outcomes. The first is to update and fairly administer the zoning code. With new leadership in the zoning department, the opportunity for fair and active administration is critical. The recommendations to achieve this is to address existing non-compliant parcels, updating the zoning code, and ensuring fair enforcement going forward. To implement the 2022 Richland County Land and Water Resource Management Plan, emphasizing on the following points: encouraging producers to use cover crops after harvest and reduce tillage frequency or intensity, implementing the NR151 performance standards of farming all cropland to tolerable soil loss rates, and having an NRCS 590 nutrient management plan on priority farms cropland, collaborating with the DNR, assisting landowners and producers in converting marginal crop fields to rotational grazing, conducting a follow-up drinking water well study, and updating the manure storage ordinance. To activate townships, townships need to work together to access resources and education for effective stewardship of land. To grow countywide resilient land use initiatives, combining the Richland Resilience Group's advocacy with Richland County Department's leadership, and to empower farmers to lead resilient land use practices in Richland County by providing education and opportunities for farmer-led watershed groups, ensuring compliance with nutrient management plans, offering educational opportunities for practices and cost-effectiveness of regenerative practices, such as cover crops and no-tilling, promoting the use of farming practices, which reduce the amount and velocity of runoff and promote soil health and water quality, such as retention areas and buffer strips that utilize native vegetation to remove sediment and contaminants prior to discharge or absorption, and to pursue private and public funding for programs that pay producers to adopt resilient land use practices. This report was informational only. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is one of the top 100 rural and community hospitals in the United States, according to the Chartis Center for Rural Health. This recognition marks the fourth consecutive year that the hospital has achieved this honor, underscoring its unwavering commitment to quality health care. The recognition by the Chartis Center for Rural Health is based on an analysis of publicly available data, evaluating hospitals across eight pillars of strength: inpatient market share, outpatient market share, cost, quality, outcomes, patient perspective, and financial stability. These standards reflect the hospital's commitment to maintaining excellence in all aspects of healthcare delivery. Residents in the town of Buena Vista had a local primary on Tuesday for town supervisors. Five candidates were vying for two spots, with the top four vote-getters moving on to the general election. Names as they appeared on the ballot were Jake Kleckner, Zachary Tomei, Ronald Morris, Gordon Brockway, and Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter. The results show Gordon Brockway led in voting with 81 and Jake Kleckner with 70. Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter received 65 votes, and Zachary Tomei and Ronald Morris each received 61. As a result for the fourth place tie, a coin toss will be held to determine who moves on between Zachary Tomei and Ronald Morris to run in April. In Washington, Senate Democrats raise alarm bells over cuts to Medicaid. After vowing earlier this week that he wouldn't cut Medicaid, President Donald Trump Wednesday indicated he's on board with a House Republican budget resolution that calls for $880 billion in cuts to the program. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Democratic colleagues on Wednesday to stop the move. Baldwin said vulnerable Americans will be expected to pay and sacrifice so that Elon Musk and Donald Trump and their like can get massive tax cuts. Baldwin warned that cuts to the program that provides health insurance for low-income Americans will not be painless and will fall especially hard on rural Wisconsin. What's next for Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget? The Democratic governor wants to use a little less than half of the state government's current $4.3 billion surplus on tax relief. His budget now heads to the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, where Senator Howard Markline is co-chair. The Spring Green Republican cautioned that the surplus is largely one-time money and pledged Republicans will be cautious as they work to build a new budget. Markline said any tax cuts from Republicans will be affordable and won't create a structural deficit in the future. JFC will jettison nearly all of Evers' plan as it builds a new budget, but the governor will be able to exercise his significant veto authority on the finished product. The Wisconsin Assembly voted along party lines Wednesday to approve a bill that overhauls Department of Public Instruction test standards. Bill author Representative Robert Witke says there's no legislative oversight on the scoring and assessment of Wisconsin's kids, and the bill would establish that. Democrats said the bill is politically motivated and it won't help student achievement. It would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-20, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced the appointment of John Chenoweth as interim chancellor of UW-River Falls. Chenoweth, currently the provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs at UW-Whitewater, replaces Michael V. Martin. Rothman thanked Martin for his service as interim chancellor for the past several months and said he anticipates Chenoweth will serve as interim chancellor for an extended period. Interim appointments can be for up to 3 years. The appointment is effective March 1st. People are budgeting more than ever, and nearly 9 in 10 think everyone should budget, according to Debt.com. Budgeting is a practical way to stay in charge of your money, even when life gets unpredictable. Having a budget means knowing exactly how much is coming and going out each month and planning where and when to spend. Plus, budgeting is essential if you want to pay off debt. Here's some tips in a handy way as you embark on your journey to financial wellness. The first step is to calculate your monthly net income after taxes and deductions so you know how much you bring home. If you have several sources of income, you may need to check your bank accounts and pay stubs or consult your accountant on this step. Track your spending, whether you prefer an app on your phone, computer software, or simply a notebook to jot down your expenses. Keeping track of your spending is critical. It helps you see where you spend your money rather than where you think you are. Categorize your spending. Set up a spending budget. Choose a budgeting system. Pay bills on time. Automatic payments can be scheduled beforehand and help avoid late fees and penalties for missed payments. Contribute to your retirement. Save for the big things and build an emergency fund. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002.